Jack McLam program coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Here at our two police and one military organization in the High Rocky Mountains, I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you again today. Good to be back with you, folks. Hope you're having a good Veterans Day weekend, okay? All right, let's go to the military now, and I'm looking at some pictures here of babies born that are absolutely mutations of depleted uranium weaponry used in the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. These babies are, this one looks like a freak, okay? He's got a big head, and he's got a little face with one eye closed and one eye pointing downward, and his face looks withdrawn, like he's not been eating very well. And then I have another baby's picture here that has no nose and no upper lip, and he's got a hole in his mouth where his upper lip should have been and his nose should have been, and he's crying. And then another baby here laying on a bed with no arms. He just has hands where his arms should be, right up against his chest. And then another one, a dark baby, that has a big knot on his head on the left, a big knot, looks like a softball. And then an eye that's totally black, that's swollen, and then another eye that's closed right now. And these are absolutely obscene pictures. And it says here, the name of the report is Biggest Lies About the Iraq War. It would take many volumes to cover the utter criminality, insanity of the Iraq debacle. Okay, we'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network, folks. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovine. When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McGlam program, and I'm that old retired cop Jack McGlam here with you, and let's go right back to this report by Ralph Forbes. Biggest lies about the Iraq War. Now, my wife was in the first Iraq War, 1991, and she came out with Gulf War Syndrome, and she still got it today. It's very serious, folks, Gulf War Syndrome. And the soldiers that have it and didn't die, there's 14, 15,000 of our soldiers that died from the depleted uranium and from the anthrax shot with squalene in it. Squalene is a poison. And my wife was running 3 miles a day, and after a week and a half, she couldn't even walk after taking the anthrax with the squalene in it. And so they sent her back to Tucson, to her base in Tucson, and a Christian family took her in and started purifying her blood, her liver, her kidneys, and all the body parts in her body. And she lived through it. But she was about to die. And luckily, this Christian family took her in and purified her blood and kidneys and liver and everything. And she lived through it. And she's still alive today, 10 years later. It would take many volumes to cover the utter criminal insanity of the Iraq debacle. Here are a few of the biggest of the big lies about the illegal, super expensive $2 to $4 trillion war in Iraq. These cakewalk memories would be hilarious if it were not for the tragic misery they caused. While publicly searching for a peaceful resolution, Saddam, we're taking him out. Thus spoke George W. Bush to three U.S. senators and Congolese Rice in March of 2002, a year before the invasion. The truth is that for reasons that have a lot to do with the U.S. government bureaucracy, we settled on the one issue that everyone would agree on, which was weapons of mass destruction as the core reason, which was a lie out of the pits of hell. The Bush administration spread this lie that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, and he did not. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, Vanity Fair interview, May 28, 2003. Here's another quote. "We're not going to have any casualties," President Bush said, discussing the Iraq war with Christian Zionist broadcaster Pat Robertson. After Robertson told him he should prepare the American people for casualty, Bush said, "We're not going to have any casualty," which was absolutely wrong. "We don't want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud," National Security Advisor Congolese Rice on Iraq's supposed nuclear capabilities in the Bush administration's case for war, September 8, 2002. "Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed." President Bush, standing under a mission accomplished banner on the USS Lincoln aircraft carrier, May 2, 2003. Here's another quote by George Tenet. "It's a slam dunk case," CIA Director George Tenet, WMDs as the case for war, December 21, 2002. Here's another quote. "I don't know anyone that I can think of who has contended that the Iraqis have nuclear weapons," Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said June 24, 2003. Another quote by Bush. "We found the weapons of mass destruction," Bush lied in an interview with Polish TV, May 29, 2003. "We know where they are. They're in an area around Tikrit and Baghdad and east, west, south, and north somewhat," Donald Rumsfeld told ABC News interview March 30th, 2003, "and we found no weapons of mass destruction anywhere in Iraq. In Iraq, a ruthless dictator cultivated weapons of mass destruction and the means to deliver them. He gave support to terrorists, had an established relationship with the CIA's Al-Qaeda," Vice President Dick Cheney, November 7, 2003. "Already," here's another quote, "already the Kaye report identified dozens of weapons of mass destruction related programs activities and significant amounts of equipment that are rack concealed. George W. Bush, State of the Union, 2004. Here's another quote. Had we to do it over again, we would look at the consequences of catastrophic success, being so successful so fast that an enemy that should have surrendered or have been done in escaped and lived to fight another day. Bush telling Times Magazine that he underestimated the Iraqi resistance, August 2004. Dick Cheney. I think they're in the last throes, if you will, of the insurgency. Dick Cheney, June 20th, 2005. And another quote here. As you know, you go to war with an army you have, not the army you might or wish you have at a later time. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, responding to a U.S. soldier serving in Iraq who asked him why troops had to dig through scrap metal to get armored vehicles. December 8, 2004. Okay, folks, that's it on that. The depleted uranium caused all these birth defects in Iraq and Afghanistan, folks. And these birth defects are absolutely heinous. 25th White Pride Festival is major success in Tennessee. Pulaski, Tennessee, the March of Pride stretched more than a city block here. Over 100 patriots, two from as far away as Canada, marched behind a fluttering sea of flags of their European homelands on a crisp autumn day to celebrate European achievements and pride. The 25th annual European American Heritage Festival was pronounced a solid success by organizer Pastor Thomas Robb of the Christian Revival Center in Harrisburg, Harrison, Arkansas. The event started 25 years ago to protest plans to proclaim Martin Luther King Day. In recent years, it morphed into a celebration of pride in the European founding and settler people of the United States. The event featured literature tables, tables displaying T-shirts with a good display of Confederate memorabilia, and tables with home crafts and jewelry. For the first time, there was a custom and antique car show. Live music was provided by Heritage Connection Charity Dunscombe and Shelby Pendergrass, Rob's granddaughters, who have just brought out their fourth CD. The purpose of the European American Heritage Festival is to offer the opportunity for Europe to European Americans to demonstrate love for their heritage, people, and culture, explained Rob. Okay, folks, I hear the music. We're going to take a break for some very important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be right back on the Officer Jack McLam program.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Jack McLam program. I'm an old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you today. Good to be back with you, folks. Let's go back to this report here. The event started 25 years ago to protest plans to proclaim Martin Luther King Day, the homosexual and womanizer. In recent years, it morphed into a celebration of pride in the European founding and settler people of the United States. The event featured literature table. The purpose of the European American Heritage Festival is to offer an opportunity for European Americans to demonstrate love for their heritage, people, and culture, explained Rob. That's Pastor Thomas Robb, by the way. We gather here to exercise free speech in this beautiful Tennessee town founded by our ancestors. Rachel Pendergraft, the master of ceremonies, told the crowd gathered in a spacious parking lot of the Giles County Courthouse. Signer of the Declaration of Independence was of European descent, Thomas Robb told the crowd. This is our land, he added, it was your forefathers who faced savage Indians, toiled the soil, and irrigated parched land once considered worthless, made it produce food to feed the nation and to feed many others. It was your forefathers who harnessed the forces of nature, unquote. The reason the politically correct hate you, Pastor Rob explained, is because the moment you became proud again, you became a conqueror again. Europeans came to this continent as free men, not as slaves, or not sneaking across another people's border. Our frontier was their New England, a European country, he added. White students are ashamed that they have no culture. They are told by those who wish our genocide that they have no groove, soul, or rhythm, he said. But out of the European blood of their ancestors came waltzes, symphonies, classical, and country music. While others were banging on a hollow log, our European ancestors were making pianos and guitars. What happened to the republic given to us by our white forefathers? Pastor Rob wondered. He reminded the festival attendees that coming out of the Hall of Independence after signing the Declaration of Independence, a then-aged Benjamin Franklin was confronted by a woman who demanded, "Dr. Franklin, what have you given us?" "Lady," Franklin replied, "we have given you a republic, if you can keep it." In a stirring conclusion of to his remarks, Pastor Rob reminded the crowd, the fifth commandment says, "Honor thy mother and thy father, that your days may be long upon the land," unquote. If we lose it now, it will be because of our failure to love our heritage, to love our people, and to do our duty, unquote. Festival attracted a film crew from New York City and a reporter from French television Channel Plus, who had traveled from Paris especially to cover this aspect of American politics. Festival sponsors included American Free Press, the Barnes Review, the Derek Black Show, broadcaster James Edwards, and the political cesspool, Reason Radio Network, the Abundant Life Fellowship, author of broadcaster Dr. Televisonic, and the Canadian Association of Free Expression. That's all on the 25th anniversary of the White Pride Festival in Tennessee, folks. All right, Super Congress in the pockets of lobbyists. And I'm not surprised, folks, the Super Congress is all the bad senators and congressmen that should be thrown out of office. Cloaked in secrecy and charged with finding $1.5 trillion in deficit cuts by a November 23rd deadline, the Congressional Super Committee appears to be firmly in the pocket of the lobbyists. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you, and we're going to go right back to this report. Super Congress in the Pockets of Lobbyists by Victor Thorne. It says here, the Congressional Super Committee appears to be firmly in the pockets of lobbyists. Doubts are beginning to grow inside the Beltway that the 12-member panel will be stalled by gridlock and therefore request a dreaded extension. If the six Democrats and six Republicans fail in their efforts, cuts will automatically kick in across the board, including $600 billion slash from military spending. Most unnerving to those on Capitol Hill is a tight-lipped closed-door mentality surrounding the super committee. This hands-off approach is so widespread that when co-chair Patty Murray, Democrat from Washington, and Job Harling Hennister, Republican from Tennessee or Texas, recently met with House Minority Leader John Boehner, Republican from Ohio, and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Democrat from Nevada. Nancy Pelosi was not only excluded, her office didn't even receive notification. Insiders speculate that this brush-off is the result of an ongoing struggle between Reid and Pelosi. Conversely, there is one contingent that appears to enjoy unlimited special access, namely lobbyists. Whether it's the AARP, big oil, defense contractors, green energy companies, healthcare plan proponents, bankers, or union leaders, a revolving door is wide open to super committee staff members, to the lobbyists. As market commentator Tim Lacono wrote on October 17th, if you want to find out what the committee is doing, ask a lobbyist. With the countdown now underway and a deadline looming 10 days from now, one other factor enters the equation. If lawmakers aren't successful in meeting their goal, the U.S. could suffer another credit downgrade. It is for this reason that the much-vaulted Gang of Six are urging their counterparts to not stop at $1.5 trillion in cuts, but instead shoot for $3.7 trillion in deficit reduction. Typically, when the Gang of Six meet with the 12-member supercommittee, their sessions are held in private. That is all of that report, folks. All of that report. School teacher prosecuted for her beliefs. We've got a black school teacher here, folks. And let's see what this is all about. Victor Thorne is the writer of this report. Patricia McAllister is a hero, and she stands as the undisputed reigning champion of free speech in America. Her Rosa Parks moment arrived on October 12th when, during an Occupy Los Angeles rally, Reason TV recorded her on camera saying, and I quote, "I'm here representing myself, but I do not work for the Los Angeles Unified School District. I think the Zionist Jews who are running these big banks and Federal Reserve, which is not run by the federal government, need to be run out of this country. The communist Zionist Jews," she's saying. She's absolutely right, folks. The communist Zionist Jews control us today in America, control our military, too. On October 8th, LAUSD officials fired McAllister. In her exclusive interview by American Free Press, McAllister explained her dismissal to this writer. Ira Bremen, the director of employment relationship for LAUSD, told me, "You're out of a job." When I asked for the reason, he responded, "I don't want to talk about why." Superintendent John Deasy later said in a press release, and I quote, "We recognize the law is very protective of the freedom of speech rights of public employees when they are speaking as a private citizen during non-working time, but we will never stand for behavior that is disrespectful, intolerant, or discriminatory." Unquote. I think the communist Zionist Jews who are running these big banks and Federal Reserve, which is not by the federal government, need to be run out of the country. That's why she was fired, folks. the issue became so prominent and explosive that on October 20th, the L.A. Times devoted an editorial to it. They began, and I quote, "This newspaper ardently supports the rights of free speech, even when the speech is controversial, hateful, and ignorant. But no right is absolute." And Patricia McAllister crossed the line for what she said about the communist Zionist Jews. Her commentary continued with this curious endorsement. On Tuesday, October 8th, Superintendent John Deasy fired me. Good for him. However, in the following paragraph, the editor seemed to backtrack. McAllister was careful to note that she was not speaking as a representative of Los Angeles Unified School District. And Deasy knows as well as anyone that courts have historically and correctly protected teachers on free speech rights. Not surprisingly, after McAllister was terminated for her supposedly anti-Semitic comments, the ADL, Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, which is a Jewish organization, L.A. Regional Director Amanda Susskind, which is Jewish, congratulated D.C. and the school board for their decision. Occupy L.A. supporters protested in front of LAUSD headquarters following McAllister's dismissal. Okay, folks, that's all for that. Okay. Iraq happy to see U.S. leave. Lies about troop withdrawal dates keep piling up. Now we learn the exit from Afghanistan may not happen as soon as Obama promises. To deflect attention from his failed promises about that war, he recently claimed victory in Iraq by announcing an end to the war. What he neglected to tell the American public was that the Iraqis told him they were kicking the United States out because he wanted to extend the occupation. Of course, Obama Nation's line was that he was faithfully fulfilling a promise to have all troops out of Iraq by the end of 2011, and therefore it was a victory. On the contrary, it was yet another lie. For most of 2011, Obama Nation has been hoping the Iraqis would give him the green light to keep a sizable U.S. force in Iraq through 2012. With the same immunity deal our soldiers and contractors had since the war began. For the Iraqis, such an arrangement was unacceptable. They also knew there was a Israeli component to Obama Nation's desire to avoid the end of 2011 withdrawal agreement made by George Bush. In the background, Israel and its allies in Congress were lobbying Obama Nation to attack Iran, if not in 2011, then in 2012. Communist Israel reckoned that it would be nice to have a sizable U.S. force in Iraq to assist an attack on Iran, and to ensure Iraqis did not come to Iran's aid. the Iraqis recognized the communist Israel component in Obama Nation's request to keep a force in Iraq beyond the deadline. They first made it clear to him there would never again be immunity for any American military personnel on Iraqi soil. They then drew a bigger wrench in the works. Iraqi leaders told him al-Sadr, the cleric Washington once targeted for assassination, would not tolerate American boots in Iraq after 2011 and would unleash the Mahdi army against American forces if they remained. Upon hearing this news, Communist Israel's reaction was to tell Obama Nation he had to stay in Iraq because al-Sadr was modeling himself on the Hezbollah leadership. Hossein Nasrallah and would seem seize power once the U.S. left Iraq. But Obama Nation knew by the end of this week of September the game was up and the communists or the Iraqis were not going to give him what communist Israel wanted. His only option was to pretend to the American public he had been planning all along for a year-end withdrawal from Iraq. Obama Nation did not reveal during his recent hallow Iraq victory announcement that he was approved, that he has approved the sale of billions of dollars worth of jets to the Iraqis. One must wonder, has the president considered the possibility that those planes could someday be used to target the Kurds in the event of a civil war in Iraq? Obama Nation must now sit back as Iran and NATO member Turkey discuss how they plan to jointly confront the Kurdish threat they both say they face from within Iraq. Turkey recently sent forces into northern Iraq to kill Kurdish rebels. Since Turkish and Iranian forces make a joint military push in northern Iraq, there is nothing Obama Nation will be able to do about it. Interesting, the communist Israelis have close connections with to the Kurdish groups that have launched attacks in Iran and Turkey. Okay, that's all of that report, folks. Iraq happy to see the U.S. leave. Now we're going to another report. Israel admits arming Syrian revolutionary. News of communist Israel's weapons are in the hand of Syrian opposition. Sorry about that, folks. I had to cough. News that communist Israelis' weapons are in the hands of Syrian opposition groups should come as no surprise to anyone familiar with Middle East unrest. For decades, communist Israel has not only interfered openly in the affairs of its neighbors, but it has run covert wars in Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and Iran, to name but a few nations. It has assassinated Iranian nuclear scientists and has supplied terrorist groups as long as they targeted countries it wants to destabilize. When it comes to Syria, communist Israel has a vested interest in seeing it collapse into chaos, convinced the overthrow of the Bashar al-Assad regime will undermine Syria's allies, namely Iran and Hezbollah in Lebanon. It therefore did not come as a shock to pundits from the Syrian envoy that the Arab League revealed communist Israel has been supplying the Syrian insurgents with automatic weapons. The envoy said both Lebanon and Syria had intercepted shipments of communist Israeli weapons bound for Syrian fighters. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Back on the Officer Jack McGlam program, and remember, next hour, which is only a few minutes away, is totally open phones. Totally open phones. And here's the call-in number if you'd like to call in next hour. Okay? It's 800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in and say a few words or to ask questions. Okay? That's only a few minutes away, folks. Okay, let's go back to this report here, okay? Of course, in the background, Israel, Communist Israel and its allies in Congress were lobbying abomination to attack Iran, if not in 2012, in 2012, or 2011, then in 2012. The Iraqis recognized that Communist Israel's component in abomination's request to keep a force in Iraq beyond the deadline. They first made it clear to him that there would never again be immunity for the American military personnel on Iraqi soil. Upon hearing this news, Communist Israel's reaction was to tell Abomination he had to stay in Iraq because al-Sadr was modeling himself on the Hezbollah leader Nasrin Nasrallah and would seize power once the U.S. left Iraq. Abomination did not reveal during his recent hollow Iraqi victory announcement that he has approved the sale of billions of dollars worth of jets to the Iraqis. Abomination must now sit back as Iran and NATO member Turkey discuss how they plan to jointly confront the Kurdish threat they both say they face from within Iraq. Turkey recently sent forces into northern Iraq to kill Kurdish rebels. Should Turkish and Iranian forces make a joint military push into northern Iraq, there is nothing Abomination will be able to do about it. Interesting, the Israelis have close connections to Kurdish groups that have launched attacks on Iran and Turkey. Okay, folks, let's go to back to this report. Israel admits arming Syrian revolutionary. Israel has long opposed the Syrian regime and as far back as 2003 used its neocon supporters to convince President Boy George Bush he should sanction the overthrow of al-Sadr. Dick Cheney has since admitted he was in favor of a plan to bomb Syria because he believed it would weaken Communist Israel's enemies in the region. Okay, folks, we're going into the second hour now, and don't forget that call-in number. Let me give it to you again here. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in and say a few words during open phone.
The next